welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Manny Perez. He's a former Wisconsin Secretary of the Department of Public Works, DWD, and he's the former Wisconsin Secretary under Scott Walker and Rebecca Clefish. And so he's on the line because he has taken it upon himself to set the record straight, I guess you can say, as Rebecca Clefish is the front runner for Republican nominee for the gubernatorialship of the state of Wisconsin. And, sir, you clearly have all of this information that you have not exposed until now. Why now?
Because I saw the different advertisements about unemployment insurance that were being presented over there in Wisconsin. And I said to myself, well, somebody has to set the record straight. And eventually there needs to be an investigation. Well, on who does it fall the responsibility at the beginning of 2011 for this system? Well, I can tell you who, and that person is me. And so that's when I said, you know what, I am going to write this op-ed, and I am going to publish it to set the record straight. But even if you go a little bit further, on September 27th, Rebecca Clefish, September 27, 2011, Rebecca Clefish went in TV and indicated that she was aware of problems at the unemployment insurance in a DWD. So the question that all Wisconsinites from Ashland to La Crosse and to Racine need to ask themselves is, what did she know? What did she do to correct it? And what actions, what results were obtained? Clearly, very little or none. In December 2014, the Legislative Audit Bureau issued a report indicating, I have it in front of me, indicated in 2011 there were 1 million calls blocked or abandoned. So Keith Gilkes, Mike Hedges, Rebecca Clefish, and Governor Scott Walker knew about the problems that were occurring, and you got written proof as of 2014. You have TV proof in September 27, 2011, that she was aware of the problems. Indeed, not. So, you have my verbal statement, but go to the trail, go to the paper trail.
I would think that she's going to, at some point in time, have to answer these questions. And clearly, the Democratic Party, if they have any metal whatsoever, would begin to bring pressure on her, because, as you stated, there's already documents and news feed to corroborate that she was aware of these things.
Well, I would go even further. I would challenge Rebecca Clefish to come into this program and discuss all of this evidence in front of the public and take questions from the public, just like I am doing right now. One thing is to talk through advertisement, and another thing is to be present and answer questions. And if you want to, you can open the line so that people can ask me any question that they want. There's two different things. What people can talk through their mind, and no one can talk through evidence.
Well, the phone lines are always open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. And clearly this is an issue where if she's not going to be honest about that, what else is she not going to be honest about? You know, and I do understand. I'm sorry, go ahead.
There is more.
Go ahead.
Because for example, on April 2011, and this is a matter of public record, I sent it to you earlier on, early, and I sent it to you to several newspapers. On April 12, 2011, I indicated to the public that I was very concerned about the lack of strategic planning and alignment between the workforce, between the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation and the Department of Development. And I indicated in that article, which you can find in wisconsinbusiness.com, I indicated that Paul Jaden and I had sat down and we devised a plan in which operationally and strategically we had coordinated both agencies so that workforce development would work in complete alignment with the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation for the benefit of all Wisconsinites. And what happened after I left, and what happened after Paul Jaden left, both Rebecca Clifish and Scott Walker dropped those plans. And I can tell you that Rebecca Clifish knew them because I personally explained those to her. And I advocated many times for her to be very active in the plan for workforce development and economic development. I can tell you that.
You know that the smear campaign on you is already underway. That's
an ancient of politics.
Yes. You know, sir, it is so critically important at this juncture when those of us who already knew who Rebecca Clifish was, there are many others who didn't. And what they do is they see a woman and they don't see the type of person she is because she smiles and she appears to be pleasant. But underneath, clearly there's something at the root of her that is not right. And hateful, really. I mean, I've seen her in action. I've listened to her over almost a decade or so, and she will do whatever is necessary for her advancement, never mind the people. Because to know what people, the struggles, I've been unemployed before, and maybe others haven't. And I know that it's a lifeline, your unemployment check coming through the mail and being there to tide you over, and families and the hurt and pain that people suffered, and to blame that. And the great thing about what you were doing is clearing this up, because there are people who certainly were going to hold this against the present governor, and when it came to voting, could possibly, you know, not vote for Governor Evers based solely on that, because the sheer numbers of people who were impacted with this is overwhelming.
Well, in my opinion, observe, I am a Republican and I am a Lincoln Republican. Okay? I am a Lincoln Republican. Right. Anybody that is listening knows what that means, okay? I believe we Republicans, and particularly the base, we need to do better in selecting candidates that are knowledgeable, candidates that work for the citizens, not the citizens working for them. In the case of Rebecca Clifish and Scott Walker, they, in their mind, they work for the donors. They don't work for the people. As a result, you saw, and the proof is Scott Walker. He, as soon as he was able to get some notoriety with the whole thing of Act 10, he basically abandoned the state of Wisconsin. He abandoned it. And Rebecca Clifish went along with that because she was completely sure, probably, that Walker would become president and then she would become governor. That's probably what occurred. But at no time was the priority, let's work for the people of Wisconsin. that set up a planning to benefit the state for the next 25 years, just like Governor Thompson did. I'm not discovering here new management styles. Okay? Even Democrats would say that Tommy Thompson did many great things.
That's correct.
Like the W-2 program. Okay, so in the case of Rebecca Clifish, the question that all Wisconsinites need to be asking is, well, what did you know on September 27, 2011 about your insurance? Come in on this program and take questions and show the evidence what she knew and what she did do or may not have done to correct the issues at DWD in relation to unemployment insurance. What she needs to do, and not send a spokesperson. Come and do it, just like I am doing right now. Anybody can call in and ask me questions. One thing is to talk through advertisement, and another thing is to talk facing the people. So two different things.
You know, sir. Big respect for you, being a fellow Republican, and knowing the team. You know, is sometimes you got to do what's the right thing in politics and what they consider to be the right thing. And that's just take one for the team and just go along with this. But you clearly, your conscience would not allow you to sit still and be quiet. As I said before, thousands and thousands of people were hurt severely. With this, and then it would be one thing, sir, if that happened and she knew it and she said we made a mistake. We understand that people, we all make mistakes, but then to turn around and point the finger at Governor Evers and say that he was at the root of this shows how evil and sinister a person she is. Because if she'll lie about that, what else would she lie about? Got to go to a break. On the line, Mr. Tony Perez. We'll be right back. Manny Perez. Be right back. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.